seven scripts. There were queries about when those will be included in the MSR as well for relevant GPs to form and do the work. There was also a question about the MSR does include some scripts which were not, there were no comments on those scripts in the public comment process, so it was not clear whether those repertoires have been reviewed by the community, and therefore whether it would be possible for communities to review it later on. Then there was also comment about need to reach out to additional communities so that people can get more involved, and what were efforts which are going on in that context. There were a couple of queries as well on inclusion of specific code points and considering inclusion of languages spoken by smaller population communities. I will defer the response of the content to the next presentation by the integration panel, but very quickly, as far as the process is concerned, to address the concerns raised by the community, what is being considered at this time is cyclical releases of both MSR and LGR, so communities and ICANN can organize their work. In that context, what would happen is that communities which have not been able to give feedback at this time or have not considered certain code points, they can certainly do that in the next releases of MSR and LGR. This process is going to be additive. So even if you have reviewed a script and you then want to add more code points for some valid reasons, and that addition does not cause any security and stability issue in the system, they can be added at a later time as well. There is an outreach effort going on by ICANN in this context. Excuse me. ICANN has taken various measures to reach out to the communities which help assist them in formation a generation panel. Trying to reach out to those communities which have not organized themselves yet, and trying to outreach to them to help them organize. At this time, MSR1 is out. We are intending to try to cover many of the scripts which are left out still, and have another version of MSR out in the first quarter of next year. The LGR work will start as soon as we receive proposals from the generation panels. Based on community input, if we receive generation panels early next year, we should have the first LGR out by the third quarter of 2015. And generation panels who form later on and are not able to submit their proposals by early 2015 will then be considered in the future releases of LGR. That is what the plan is at this time. And we do request community feedback in this context. We really do request the community to please organize themselves in generation panels start this process. Still have many scripts to cover. It's just a beginning at this time. If you would like to volunteer or help in the process, we would be very glad to get in touch with you and get your input in the process. Uh, We also have a very detailed workshop on different panels which are organizing themselves, the challenges they are facing. Some of that will be discussed in this session, but we have a more detailed workshop later on today. So please do find time and attend that. And these are some of the references which will be available for you through these websites. So I'll stop here and I hand it over to our colleagues here, Michelle and Nicholas, who are members of the integration panel, and they'll walk us through the details of the maximal starting repertoire, which was very recently released. So on to Michelle and Nicholas.
Good morning. My name is Michel Suniard. I'm a member of the integration panel, and I guess I'm there as a Unicode expert. I'm Unicode secretary, in fact, so I can represent Unicode interest or expertise in the integration panel. I'm also, in fact, involved on ISO 10606, which is the ISO side of Unicode. I mean, there's, in fact, some work that is done, especially in East Asia, that is synchronized with Unicode on. So it's important to have a, connection with the ISO side as well. Also, in my former life, I did implement IDN for Microsoft. So I have basically a mix of Unicode and IDN expertise on the integration panel. Anyway, so we'll talk about the MSR at this point. So MSR1 was in fact made available on June 20th. So just shortly before this meeting, and you can go to the link to see the announcement on the various documents that do constitute MSR1. So that means the work can now proceed for 22 scripts. That's the content of MSR1. We'll go in more details what that means to have 22 scripts on MSR1 in the next slide. Generation panel will obviously from that will pick repertoire from within the MSR. MSR is, you can see that as your own sandbox, what is the character that you can use to add into the LGR. Obviously, you have to do the variant analysis. That does not apply to every script. Obviously, that's more concerned for example, CJK for the hand characters, and also for Arabic may have these kind of issues. But many other scripts, in fact, can pretty much use the code points and not bother with variants. Obviously, the one that have variants will have to decide if they want the variants to be allocatable or blocked. Obviously, the decision to allocate is beyond the scope of us. We don't have any decision on that, but basically we're just saying the generation panel will have to make that choice. Obviously, we know that allocatable have their own set of issues, but again, that's beyond our scope. We will then generate LGR, a proposal. The generation panel will create the LGRs, and those will be submitted to public review, and then will be integrated by the integration panel. Wrong button. No. Next. Okay. In numbers, sorry. So 22 scripts. You have the list here. The main point that those are scripts doesn't mean that you may have more writing systems. There's some distinction between scripts and writing system. For example, here you see, you may see Han between Gurmukhi and Hangul. Han obviously is not just used in Chinese. It's obviously used in Japan as well, and it may be used in Korea. Depending if Hanja is included in the root. Then there's many of the lists, in fact, are used in South India. In India and the South Asia. So those include the vast majority of scripts that are in use today for in modern use. In fact, why we made that list, it was based on the GTLDs that were, you know, being proposed already. So it's basically showing all the scripts for which there were interest today to have GTLDs. And it was just, obviously we expanded a bit by adding related scripts. For example, you see that some of the scripts in India are included that were not, in fact, where we have no GTLD, but because Devanagari was added, we added basically the rest of the Indian scripts as well. Same thing between Thai and Lao. Thai has interest, some requests for adding GTLD, so we added Lao as well, because Thai and Lao are related scripts. So that's kind of how we determined that list of 22. Common and enumerated are just special script values that have to do with code points that are needed by multiple scripts. So the total in numbers, we have 32,790 code points. That's a large number. From, in fact, even more large number of p-valid. If you look at IDNA 2008, you can have almost 100,000 characters in IDNA. So we reduce that somehow by having the Hangul syllable, you can see 11,000 plus, and then about 20,000 ideographs. If you do the math, you will see that, in fact, we don't need that much for the rest. I guess you could say that's a tribute to the efficiency of a lot of writing system to be expressed in very few code points. So, in fact, the vast majority you see of reduction from 97 to 20,000 is, in fact, that we did reduce significantly the CJK set from, everything that is p-valid to a set that is, in fact, today in use by TLDs for CJK. Yeah, you should probably click because I'm probably too far away from this thing. Okay. That's the new one.
All right. I'm the symbolic representative of the public commenting on this. The MSR1 was submitted and made available for public comment, and the comment period was actually extended at least once. It ended towards the end of May. There are two sorts of comments we received, really. Three. One or two comments were just to say, well, this is a very good job, thanks very much. It's just what we were required. I won't say constructive comments, but more comments directed to possibly changing the MSR were of two sorts. One was to say that we had omitted some code points which they would have liked to have seen included. Now, in many cases, a quick look at the suggestions which were made showed that the suggestions were not PBAP valid, for example, or were in some way addressed to non-stable areas of the field of code points. This was particularly the case, of course, in the vast field of Han characters. Nevertheless, we were asked in this revision in code point analysis to introduce some new characters, and certainly showing the flexibility of our judgment, we were able to include 7 additional code points in the thing, but that is a really small number compared with the tens of thousands which you have just seen are included in MSR1. Another point which was made was that we were in danger of possibly endangering more languages by not including the scripts of minority groups. Now, we have actually addressed this issue, hopefully in an objective way, which is also open for revision should the situation change. What we've done is to base our judgment on an independent scale, which comes out of the SIL, Summer Institute of Linguistics, and has been developed particularly by Joshua Fishman, who is, if you are involved in sociolinguistics at all, you will certainly know that name. This is the so-called EGIDS or EGIDS scale, the Expanded Graded Intergenerational Disruption Scale. It's intergenerational because it's concerned about the prospects of languages of being propagated from one generation to the next. It has grades in it which show how endangered or how secure a language is in terms of its prospects for being having its intergenerational transmission disrupted. And it is a second version of the scale, which is why it's called the Expanded Graded Intergenerational Disruption Scale. It's important to note that the primary consideration here is not population size, but what we could call the established vitality of the languages involved. Effectively, what we're doing here is trying to find a way of characterizing the effective demand for a writing system, which is not something which is widely done in the intellectual world, but it is the problem as it confronts us. We have some probabilities, of course, because some languages, which are the fundamental entities here, are written in more than one script, and sometimes the way that they are written in those scripts use some of the characters in unpredictable ways. Nevertheless, there is documentation of all these things. Written languages are above all things written, and so we can actually get evidence on these things. And what we decided was that in this intergenerational scale, there are about nine measures, nine grades, you could say, that the best point at which we should characterize everyday use, a language used, the languages and the scripts that we are concerned about is that they should be in everyday use. That is what we inherit as our criterion from the procedure. It seemed that that cutoff point came most conveniently between grade four, which is so-called educational use, where the language is in vigorous use with standardization and literature being sustained through a widespread system of institutionally supported education. So it does seem to be a written language which is well established, as against a developing language which is not quite at the educational level yet. It has a language which is used every day, certainly, and it does have a written literature. But the literature is not propagated throughout the community, the writing system is not used throughout the community, and in many cases also the precise use of characters has not been nailed down, and that's what, of course, we need for something to figure in the root. So that is why we thought that was the right thing. We think it is objective. It is a system which is upgraded every 3 or 4 years by the SIL. Consequently, it is possible for the status of a language to be revised and its relationship to a writing system also to be revised. So we think that we have an objectively determined and independent scale here, which is nevertheless not set in concrete forever, which can be revised, but which does enable us to have a fixed target for any edition of the MSR. Okay, I think we can go to the next slide. Can we? Of course, I've talked about editions of the maximal starting repertoire, and this first maximal starting repertoire is, in principle, just what it says it is, MSR1. There are some other scripts which are in widespread use, but for one reason or other were not included in MSR1. Sometimes it was because the script, although small and stable and hence eminently includable, did not seem to be represented by people who were concerned to be involved in the root at this stage. And an example of that in our early stage was the Armenian script. Others, such as some of the scripts of Southeast Asia, such as Myanmar and Khmer, have the problem that the digital encoding of the script is still disputed or unstable in various ways, and consequently we felt it would create unnecessary difficulties for the first stage to include them. Nevertheless, we are thinking of including them in the next edition of the maximal starting repertoire, which is likely to be related additively to MSR1. So it's likely that there will be more things, nothing will be withdrawn, and what will be included will be probably some more scripts and also possibly some more characters within the scripts that we have already treated. We are working on a timeline, which you can see here, it is perhaps helpful at this stage to talk about how the different LGR proposals, as they come in, will be related to the maximal starting repertoires as they are determined. What this diagram is intended to show is that people could be working in a generation panel. They could have started, and indeed they did start, particularly the CJK and the Arabic groups started before MSR1 came out. It's possible also for groups to start now that MSR1 has been determined, and we would hope that a number of scripts will have proposals which we very much hope we'll be in a position to validate, which will mark the stage of LGR1. Some things might be started which would not be ready to be validated in LGR1. They would carry on, and indeed they might overlap into the period when MSR2 has been issued. And indeed, if they are not validated in the LGR1 phase, they will indeed need to wait for the validation which comes at LGR2. But as we tried to show in this diagram, these generation panels could be starting at any time, and there's sufficient flexibility built into the scheme that it is an advantage to get going as soon as possible, but you are not going to be cut off. I think that's the basic point from that diagram. And would you like to carry on?
Sure. Point? Yeah, so the integration panel is obviously available as a resource to the generation panels to make sure that their proposal is going to be successful. It's our own common interest to have the LGR to be accepted at the first when they're being proposed, because if you have a rejection, that delays the whole process. So we obviously are available during the work of the generation panel to help them to make sure that the content is going to be at least within the guidelines or what we consider acceptable. There is no guarantee obviously by us when we do that work that there is not like a black and white thing to say if this is going to be acceptable or not, but for sure we're a resource, and we are willing to help with our expertise to make the LGR successful. When the important point is that when scripts are related, and that's it's very important that coordination between the GPs is done. That, for example, is a case for the CJK panels. There's this concern about variance, and there's need to be really coordination between the different communities working on the writing system based on the Han script. It's also true for things like Greek Cyrillic on Latin, where there's obviously what we call homoglyph, like totally identical characters between, for sure, Greek Cyrillic and Latin. So there's a need at least to have some coordination on that aspect. We have a mailing list that basically is a way for us to be reached, and we will monitor that list, and we will answer any issues or question or requests for clarification on the process on that list, and it's archived and public. Next slide, please. A quick thing about the XML role on this process, the LGR express in XML, that may look a bit, intimidating, but there's a good reason for that. First, it's shared with the, the work that IANA is doing in reformulating the GTLD, the species ID and GTLDs in that way. So we are in fact sharing the same tool. It's also a way to be consistent and to have an easy way to have tools that do work on those XML representation to make sure that the due process is done when people want to check a domain or label to verify that the given string basically is within. Yeah, okay. So, I will not go, we are a bit out of time because we started late, but we see if you want more explanation. In fact, we have even the expert on XML here in the room, so thank you.
Thank you, Michelle and Nicholas, and we'll go right into the next presentation. So that was work done by the integration panel and work which is continued to be done by the integration panel. We'll now move to community-based work which is being done, and just to give you an overview of some of the work here, and we will go into more detailed presentations by the community in the workshop session we have in the later on today in this room. So we'll start with the Arabic generation panel. We have it is being presented remotely by Ahmed Bakh Masood, who's calling in from Pakistan at this time, and over to him to speak about the Arabic, what's the update on Arabic generation panel. Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
By Dr. Sarmad on behalf of TFI IDN, and after his joining at ICANN, the member of TFI IDN feel a gap, big gap, which need to be filled in near future. So I'm just presenting some of the words. Next slide, please. So TFIDN is a community-driven task force which is working under the umbrella of Middle East Strategy Working Group. It was created with the objective to work on Arabic script LGR for root zone, Arabic script internationalized registration data, universal acceptability of Arabic IDN, Arabic script IDN, in fact, technical challenges in registration of Arabic script IDNs, operational software for registry and registrar operations, DNS security issues with regards to Arabic script IDNs, and relevant technical training for the community, which are being done by the TFIDN on regular basis, or which was started from the Kuwait, and a community is working further to work on it. And next slide, please. TFIDN has currently 26 members from 15 countries, not only from the defined region of Middle East, but from other countries like Australia, England, Ethiopia, Germany, and Malaysia. These members are speaking nine languages like Arabic, Malay, Saraiki, Sindhi, Pashto, Persian, Punjabi, and Turwali. And these members are covering many more languages. And also these members are covering languages from East Asia, South Asia, Middle East, North Africa, and Africa. And these members have a diverse background, like academia, registries, registrars, national and regional policy bodies, and community-based organizations. Next slide, please. Membership of the task force is still open for all those who can contribute for the community, and especially they have expertise in Arabic script and the DNS. And information regarding the task force is being updated regularly at the Middle East Working Group website and ICANN community and wiki space. At ICANN main website. And in addition to that, email archives are also available at Middle East Working Group website. And thanks for Fahad for efficiently updating the information on all these pages. Next slide, please. These are the Arabic script TLDs which have been assigned or delegated till today. I will read for the convenience of those who cannot read the script. One is Al Jazeera, two is Oman, number three is Iran, number four Amarat, number five Bazaar, number six Pakistan, number seven Al Urdan, number eight Bharat, number 9 Al Maghrib, number 10 Al Saudiya, number 11 Sudan, number 12 Malaysia, number 13 Shabukta, number 14 Syria, number 15 Tunis, number 16 Misr, number 17 Qatar, number 18 Palestine, and number 19 Mocha. Next slide, please. TF IDN has thoroughly discussed each and every code point one by one with full deliberation. It has discussed total 339 characters, even those which was not allowed, which were actually disallowed by MSR and IDN 2008 to cover all possible characters. After discussion and deliberation, TF-IDN has recommended 172 characters to MSR for inclusion. And we are at TF-IDN further working on to reduce these characters for the LGR. So work is still under process, but will be finalized within days, in fact, not the month. Next slide, please. In addition to code point, TF-IDN is deliberating on variants, keeping in view it's important for security and stability and possible DNS and phishing threats too. So we have defined rules for inclusion, exclusion, and deferral for the code point and for the IDN variants. And till now, 120 plus cases of visually same or similar Arabic script characters have been identified by the group. It has been decided by the group that variants must not be allocated independently. And the security threats during registration process are also being discussed within the group. So group is also discussing further on usability in application like browser, email, and other related issues. Next slide, please. Uh, While talking about the progress, TF-IDN has finalized Arabic script for a generation panel, and response from MSR has been received. Principles for code point addition, deletion, and deferral have been laid down, as I mentioned in the previous slide. And principles for variants have for addition, deletion, and deferral have also been finalized. And different outreach activities are being performed, like a launch at the Arabic IGF meeting in Al Jazeera. Presentation during the IGF in Bali, outreach during the Middle East DNS Forum, and presentation to a community at ICANN Singapore, a presentation to APTLD meeting, and now a presentation to ICANN London, ICANN 50 London meeting. Next slide, please. There are deadlines defined by the group, which have to which have been decided mutually by to meet, and it was decided during the face-to-face meetings, mailing list, and the voice call remotely. So we are expecting to finalize this label generation and variant rule by the end of this this year. So for us, for the task force, the deadline is December this year, in which group will hand over all the documents to the ICANN for the public comments. And thank you very much. This is all from me.
Thank you, Ahmed. And we'll keep moving on. So next, we have a report on CJK coordination. And I'll request Kenny Huang to present.
Okay, thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my honor to give a report on the CJK coordination. My name is Kenny Huang, member of CGP. And okay, first of all, we all realize what problem is. CJK is very complicated. And not to mention, put a CJK label into the root zone is even more complicated. So it actually is not a question, it's a reality. So when you deal with that kind of situation, how can we put a CJK into the root zone? Okay, first step to solve the problem is institutionalize the structure. And that's the structure proposed by ICANN or integration panel. That means under the integration panel, we have officially, we have C generation panel, K generation panel, and J generation panel. And all kind of coordination should be under each individual generation panel. For example, like a setup CJK coordination committee or CJK coordination task force anyway. And that's the proposal given from integration panel. So that's the potential structure we deal with. Although CJK generation panel is not officially approved so far, but we are heading to this way. Okay, as realized, the problem we deal with, and it doesn't mean we can design the system without any boundary control. That's the constraint we're going to have for CJK LGR. For example, each CJK panel create LGR, and LGR including the repertoire and variant, including defined label permission, defined variant label, and assigned disposition, such as allocatable or block. But given that, we still have tremendous coordination effort among the CJK community. For example, if a label generation rule include a Han character, the variant mapping must agree for all the panels. And the variant type may be different, the repertoire may be different, so that's a boundary condition we was given from the ICANN. Oh, sorry. Okay. I try to speed up because we don't have too much time. And yeah, I try to speak slowly. Okay, a lot of people come to here to ask, do we have any case demonstrate that kind of problem we're going to have? So I just give the one case, that's a very simple case. That's an overlap between Chinese community and Japanese community, probably in Korean as well. For example, like a Chinese labor generation rule, the core point is one. And also, this core point also exists in the Japanese usage. And we have three set of variants under this core point. We have variant 1, 2, 3, and they have different disposition. For example, the first variant defined in the IFC 3743, that should be allocatable. We call preferred variant. The rest of the two variants are just general variant. The situation based on our operation was blocked these two variants. Now we switch back to Japanese. How they run in their variant. Japanese one, they doesn't have any variant at all. So using the same core point, but we have different variant and different disposition between Chinese community and Japanese community. So if we propose that kind of variant and set of rule to integration panel, that we're passing through the switch, whether that's integrate proposal or didn't integrate. If that kind of proposal didn't integrate, that would be reject and go back to generation panel. So that's a problem we're going to foresee and we're going to solve. As understand, we have potential conflict among CJK community, and initially we should have a very high-level conflict strategy. And we didn't deal with every call point by every single call point, but we just have a rough idea how we solve that kind of conflict situation. And that could be many combinations. For example, in the original call point, we call X, that exists in the CJK repertoire. And during CJK repertoire, they have different rules. For example, like in Chinese, we have rule C. For Japanese, we have rule J. And for Korean, we have rule K. We have different rule set. How we integrate the three kind of rule under registered core point X? And the combination could be we can accept their original core point and also accept that we can abandon all the older rule among CJK, that's one situation. And we can also adopt the X core point and choosing the intersection among CJK rules. And we can also adapt X choosing the union of CJK rule, or could be abandon X and also abandon all the CJK rule, or could be a choose rule based on the frequency of use. So there are many kinds of pros and cons based on the conflict strategy we're going to apply. And just mention again, that's a very high-level conflict strategy that didn't apply to every individual call point. Okay, just reuse the same rule and to choose what kind of strategy going to adopt. For example, like the call point one, as I mentioned previous slide, and that's for Chinese, we have three set of variant. For Japanese doesn't have any variant. If we choose union, and the integrated labor generation rule will generate three set of variants. If you choose intersection, that means all the variants will be abandoned. So either way, either harm Chinese usage or harm Japanese usage, it doesn't sound very fair for both community. But although we have many years IDN operational experience under respective CCTLD, but when we try to apply that kind of rule to the root zone, the situation will be totally different. Okay, what sort of methodology could potential to use? We try to solve the problem. I didn't say that's the one way, just a potential way to divide and conquer. We try to divide all the components into a very small subcomponent and solve each small component by respective methodologies. Okay. Initially, we can just say that's based on imagination because we haven't started real coordination yet, although we don't have a CJK official generation panel established. So that's a potential way we can solve that kind of conflict. Initially, we can split non-overlap core point from the repertoire. And Again, we don't have repertoire so far, so I choose the overlay call point from INA IDN repository. And under INA IDN repository and the overlay between Chinese and Japanese, we have 6,181 call point overlapped. And I didn't find any overlap among Chinese and Korean or either among and Japanese and Korean. So my assumption is unless Korea Generation Panel has proposed new repertoire, otherwise, based on the INR IDN repository, there's no overlay call point among two communities. So based on that kind of assumption, we can refocus on the overlap between Japanese and Chinese 6,181 call point, and we need to define the respective conflict strategy. And from that kind of filtering, actually, the problem domain already reduced from probably more than 20,000 call points, reduced to 6,000 call points. Okay, next action we're trying to do is we can do some sort of engineering or computational design. And for example, we can capture the source from the news. For example, like a traditional Chinese world, we try to collect the data from Apple News. And for simplified Chinese call point, we try to collect the data from Sina News. And for Japanese call point, we collected data from Manichu News. And we try to define the overlay call point based on the usage and frequency of use. And that's computational result from the first stage. We can split in unused call point from the overlap. And from the data we collect from different news from Chinese, simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, and Japanese, we found they are totally unused call point. They are 2,739 call point, totally unused. That means that kind of call point was hardly happened in our daily usage from the news. And the overlay from the Chinese and Japanese usage is 1,312. So the problem domain already reduced to 1,312 call point. Okay, finally, we need to compute in the frequency of use among this call point, 1,312. That's the computational result, the top 10 most popular words among traditional Chinese, simplified Chinese, and Japanese. And that's the top 10 popular words. Okay, that's the Chinese frequency of use. We choose the scenario. When Chinese frequency of use is greater than Japanese frequency of use, I just for demonstration purpose, choose the top 20. The top 20 call point that you can see from the slide. And total, the data set is 939 call point. And also, we found a lot of Japanese call point, actually, their frequency of use is greater than Chinese frequency of use. And total call point generated is 363. So that's the situation. The frequency of Japanese in use is greater than Chinese frequency of use. And we also find the exactly match Chinese frequency of use equal to Japanese frequency of use. The generated data set is 10. So that means there are two data set. The frequency of use for Chinese and Japanese will be even. So that's the final outcome. The frequency of use, Japanese equal Chinese, is 10. So the problem domain unsolved overlap become only 10 call points. That's exactly match. So after the data processing and computation result, initially we probably have actually 90,000, or I just call it 20,000 hand corrected call point. And we try to eliminate never used call point, becomes the overlay call point is 6,000, and try to eliminate unused call point remain only 1,300. And after computation for the frequency of use, the overlap only 10 call point. So the problem domain was effectively resolved, reduced. So in the future, potentially we can try to for original overlay range can be redefined. For example, I only choose exactly match, only 10 call point actually was exactly match. And if we have time, have extra resources, we try to expand the standard deviation. For example, one standard deviation could be 60 percentage that would be defined overlap. But that requires more intensive CJK coordination on deliberation. and the mean value will be 0.34465, standard deviation 0.15 something. Okay, not only doing from computational side, also deal with how we apply that kind of application. So we can also use language tech when you submit a TLD application. And for that kind of support, we can effectively reduce to validate the requirement from the market. And the source of language tech can be referenced to IFT2860 or ISO standard 639. Okay, that's the end of my report. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now move on to the last presentation for this session, to Neha Gupta. She'll be presenting the community work being organized for Neo-Brahmi scripts.
Thanks, Arman. I'm Neha Gupta, and I am a member of Neo-Brahmi Generation Panel. The panel is not formally seated yet, so we are still in the formation phase. I'll begin my introduction with a little bit introduction of Brahmi and Neo-Brahmi. Then I'll give an update on what is happening at the Neo-Brahmi front. So Brahmi is an ancient script which evolved during the final centuries BC. It's an old script. Most of the modern scripts in Indian subcontinent have been derived from the Brahmi. So for example, in India we have 22 official Indian languages. Out of 22, 21 belongs to Brahmi, and one comes from the Perso-Arabic family. Geographically speaking, the script is being used in Central Asia, South Asia, and Southeast Asia. And multiple language families use this script, largely by Indo-Aryan and Dravidian. So what is Neo-Brahmi? If we have Brahmi, then why we have taken the approach of Neo-Brahmi? Most of the scripts are derived from the Brahmi. Some of them are recognized, some of them are non-recognized, some of them are historic in use. So we cannot cover all the languages, all the scripts. So here we are only considering those scripts which are in modern usage. Coming to the Neo-Brahmi Generation Panel composition, currently the group is of 10 members. The members have come from the background like linguistic, Unicode, and academia. But we still require more participation, more members to cover the diversity within the group. And we'll try to cover possibly all the major scripts and languages of Brahmi family, but it is always subject to the availability of language experts and community experts. So we may, drop some languages or scripts from the final proposal if we would not get the language experts for those scripts. So the group is currently working on gaining more participation within and outside India. So within India, we are approaching one-on-one to language experts and getting them on board. But for outside participation, we will be holding a workshop in upcoming APL-IGF, which will be held in New Delhi, India, during August. So we will be expecting much more participation after that, that workshop. After Singapore meet, we have floated our call for participation at ICANN community website, and those of you who want to get involved in the panel, you can send their EOIs to the following mail IDs. So though we have not seated yet, but we have started our work, and as a first activity, we reviewed and commented on maximal starting repertoire. So we had proposed some changes in the MSR, and IP panel, they agreed on some of the points and they included in the MSR 1. So as I already said, we are also planning a workshop in APL-IGF for reaching out to the community for the wider participation in the panel. So if we get the enough participation, then we may submit the final proposal to ICANN by end of August or early September. So this is the Brahmi generation panel internal composition from languages and scripts point of view. So here you can see that Neo Brahmi generation panel will have multiple language script multiple script panel, and if the script contains more than one languages, then we may end up having languages sub panel. So here we are seeing two challenges right now. One is the inter sub panel communication. So it would be, you know, the panel is too large, so it would be very difficult to communicate and coordinate between these sub-panels. And second, we would require a large number of language expertise to cover all the languages, all the scripts. And if we, as I already said, we will not be getting the enough language expertise, then we may, drop some of the languages or script from the final proposal. And as the MSR has a revision, so we may have a revision in the future, like Neo Brahmi GP1, Neo Brahmi GP2, to cover all the languages and scripts. This concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And so here are some links which are relevant for reaching out to the generation panels and to the project team at ICANN, and also the integration panel. So now we can open the floor for questions. We still have about 10 minutes. Sorry.
Hi, I'm Jason Polis. I'm just wondering about some of the variants that have been considered in the past. For example, the Greek script. One of the first slides that was up was that Greek was considered years ago, but it's still showing up as being yet to be done. So has it been done or hasn't it?
So there was an initial initiative where the issues around variants were identified for Greek script. So that was one of the teams which worked on during the first phase of the project. But again, as I said earlier, the first phase was focused on determining what are the possible issues in each of the scripts or some of the scripts. Now the same or additional community members need to come together, form a generation panel to propose a solution against those issues. So this is a second phase of the same kind of work. So the issues for Greek were identified, but now the generation panel still needs to be formed to propose the final solution, which will be integrated by the integration panel into the LGR. So that step still needs to be done.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Jean-Jacques Subrenat, a member of the ALAC. During one of the ALAC meetings, Edmund Chung and Renalia Abdul Rahim called for candidates to propose their services at various levels, and especially for the integration panels. And I did that. I sent this morning my candidacy. But hearing your very complete explanations, I suddenly wonder whether there's any use for people who are neither computer technicians nor really deep down linguists. I'm somewhere up there in the cloud with a vague knowledge. I have studied Chinese and Japanese and some other languages, but I'm not a computer scientist. So is there any use, before I get engaged in this, is there any use of people like me who have dealt with languages in an international context, but neither as computer scientists nor as analytical linguists? That was my first question. My second question is, what do you think in the integration panel would be the average time allocation necessary for a volunteer, and for what duration? Is it 3 months, 6 months, 1 year? That question goes especially to Kenny, but I have also volunteered for Latin script. Thank you.
Just to clarify. Just to clarify, first of all, the terminology a little bit. The integration panel, the way we are referring to, is the central integration panel, not the, just the CJK integration panel. And that is actually already formed and seated, and it's already doing its work. As far as the generation panels are concerned, we do request input not only from technical experts and linguists and Unicode experts, but also membership of community in that process. And it is very critical and crucial to have community feedback into the process of generation panel formation. Because at the end of the day, this work has implications on, or this work directly impacts how IDN variants or IDNs will eventually be used. So that's a perspective which is very healthy to bring on board as far as generation panels are concerned. So certainly please do get involved if you are even a community member, and if you do not feel that you may have the requisite technical or linguistic expertise, I think just having a end user kind of perspective on generation panels is also useful.
Yeah, I wanted to add the fact also that the whole process is subject to public review, so there's multiple stages where you can contribute as a public to review or comments on anything that we do. There's nothing, you know, every stage, like every submissions is going to be public on, you know, subject to reviews. So obviously everyone, you know, in the public is totally free to make their own comments on, you know, whatever documents are proposed by either generation panel or even the LGR itself. So there will be many, many opportunities for anyone to contribute to the process.
Kenny Huang. Just 2 points. The first point regarding to the composition of each generation panel. Actually, either CJK generation panel was being requested regarding to the member composition and try to diversify the composition of the panelists. And because we have the panel chair for Chinese generation panel and Korea generation panel, they are here. I believe they can add a few regarding to what sort of combination among all the panelists. And second point regarding to the implementation time frame. Basically, we have proposed a time frame that should be, as according to my memory, should be 24th of October this year, is it? But anyway, that's along to CGP, and we need to integrate with JGP and KGP as well. So for the potential potential deadline for everything complete, I think still I think it's very challenging. We need to redefine the time frame as well. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, so if you can find time, please do join us for the more detailed workshop on the work going on with the different communities. We will have separate presentations on Chinese, Japanese, and Korean, in addition to Arabic and New Brahmi. The workshop will also allow for a more detailed discussion around some of these points which have been highlighted today. So thank you very much for joining the presentations today. I would also like to thank all the panelists here for making the presentations. So let's close the session. Thank you very much.